This is my friend. He loves us whether or not we know it. And he'll forgive all our sins.
He'll forgive our sins.
Oh, yeah. And all he has of us, oh, yeah, is we give each other love.
All right, so we're taking a look at true love and justice. I want to mention this to you while I'm thinking about it, though. On Monday, October 30th, I'll be speaking with Ms. Karen Wright Marsh. She talks about that intersection, if you will, that tension, if you will, between the ideal life of really getting it right as saints of God compared to the challenge, the struggle of getting it right and really flowing with God the way we should be flowing with him. She's going to be talking about that as we discuss some of the principles that she shares in her book, Saints and Sinners. Very, very real world talk. Real talk about real life. She'll even be sharing not only some examples that she takes from the lives of historic Christians who talked about their struggles and how they were able to get on the path of peace with God, but she'll also be talking about her own personal struggles. Karen Wright Marsh, sharing some information that I know a lot of us can relate to. Even as we talk about true love and justice and we think about where we have fallen with regards to that, how we do or don't do when it comes to truly pursuing justice as an indication that we love with the love that God is trying to put into our hearts. Isaiah chapter 1. We're taking a look at justice. We're taking a look at abuses and turning things around. And that's one of the things that I really want a lot of our leaders to do. Turn things around. Stop doing what you've been doing that you know is intended to be harmful, that certainly harms the very people who you intend to harm, but in the long run will end up harming you as well. That's just not fair to yourselves. That's unjust. To set yourselves up for a severe punishment, in some cases, some of you, many of you, if you won't get things right, an eternal punishment that will be severe throughout all eternity. What an unjust way to treat yourselves. Isaiah chapter 1, beginning at verse 16. Let me just get the very last verse, last clause of verse 15. Your hands are full of blood. Verse 16. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Encourage the oppressed. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. He's encouraging the people who have had the power to do others wrong to take that same power and do right. Listen to verse 18. I want to read this to you because I want us to get to the point where we really begin to put this into context. So often we've heard this verse read, but we haven't kept it in its context so that we can relate it to life the way God was relating it to life. Listen, he just finished telling people that their hands were full of blood. He was telling them to do their part to make themselves clean, to change their ways, seek justice, and to take care of those in need. Verse 18, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And of course here he was letting them know that despite the fact that they had done so poorly in their living, done such committed such a travesty by dogging people in need and making life worse and worse for them, he was still ready to let life be good for them if they would change themselves and change their ways. But if they refused to change, he was going to bring in a mighty army who would cut them to pieces, literally. But know this, even though he may not send in a military army today who uses swords and spears, he has many ways to punish during this temporary phase of life and during the eternal phase of life. We need to change. Let's change. To do justice is to correct abuse and to meet the needs of those who are needy. Injustice is depriving others of their basic needs or failing to correct matters when those rights are not met. Injustice is either a sin of commission or a sin of omission, which takes us back to what I was sharing a little earlier. We can do people wrong directly or indirectly through commission or omission. We can directly oppress people by passing the laws that enable business leaders to cheat people, to defraud people out of their wages. We can do these same people wrong. We constituents can do these same people wrong indirectly by insisting on supporting the politicians who will connect with the business people who want the middle class to become less and less well off, who want the poor to become poorer and poorer and poorer. And here's the thing. Whether we are those who are directly oppressing the poor, or whether we are numbered with those who indirectly, by refusing to take the stands that God commands us to take, speaking up for the just, I'm sorry, for the oppressed, for the needy, speaking out against injustice, taking action against them, there's a price to pay for those who are in that category. True love and justice, there's a connection. Let's look at it some more next week. Coming up, why we love. God is my